Oh, and he's Gerald Primo Sr. I'm a Ihonktoan Dakota from the Yankton Sioux Reservation. My name is Chekpao Wamdi Hokshina, which means Twin Eagle Boy. I was born in 1963 on the Yankton, South Dakota. My dad was Asa Primo Sr. His dad was, my grandpa was Harry Primo Sr. My great-grandfather was Mitchell Primo, and his dad was Ed Primo. That was on my dad's side. On the my mom's side, we come from the Rainbow, Teoshpa Rainbow side. My mom was Loretta Charity Rainbow, her dad, Harry Rainbow. And then his dad was a medicine man, just went by the name of Rainbow in our and amongst our people, that's where we come from. They call us the Yankton Sioux, the land of the friendly people. You know, that's where I'm from. That's where I come from. We grew up watching our elders, like my father, my grandfather, and the way they expressed themselves through songs, through this Native American church style, through going into the sweat lodge, through the dance arbors, the powwow, and then Sundance. And now I feel like a very fortunate person to be able to carry on something that they did before me when I had no understanding of it. But I think throughout the years, this understanding comes with it, the knowledge and the know-how. And then now feeling that being strong in that through song, through words, through our language, putting it through music, trying to learn like that, the way they taught us. My grandfather always told me, Harry Primo, he said, when you do something, you're going to sing, grandson, listen. He said, sing it right. He said, know what you're singing about. So through there, you know, I'm at my position to where through the language and through my prayers, I put him through song, you know, to try to remember the prayers, you know, that when we're singing, that's what it's about. You know, it's about keeping the Mother Earth turning. The old people said it made the blind see, it healed the broken bones. You know, the story goes that it came to the Indian people through, they say, the trail of tears. You know, through the trails of tears, the white man was putting us on reservations, and they were saying we couldn't pray this way, we couldn't talk this way, we couldn't. They were saying that to us. And a woman fell behind when she was trying to keep up with her people, and she fell over, ready to just give herself up and die. You know, so maybe through that life she was carrying, you know, a plant was saying, talking to her, telling her, why don't you eat me? Eat me and you'll be well. So this lady ate this medicine. She was able to get a little bit of strength to where she can sit up again. And she gathered all what she can around her, and she stayed there for about a week eating medicine. She was able to get her strength back. She was nourished. So she walked forward and she caught up with her people. She kind of shared with the medicine men what she found on the ground and how it talked to her, how it had some kind of life into it. So they ate it. That's how it came to us as a medicine. And now it's spread out all over the place. And well, it has similar ways. It all has similar ways. You go in to pray. You go in to eat medicine. You go in there to get healed, maybe encouraged to where, and they sing all night. They pray all night to where by the time that sun comes up, it's a way of greeting the sun, greeting the new day to go forward. You know, that was how the understanding that was taught into me.